Wisely. This is April 11th, 2020, and Good Friday was yesterday, and Easter is tomorrow. And this is probably one of the most unusual Easter weekends you're going to see in a long time, with our country being somewhat in lockdown. Different by state, but definitely there. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. My websites are vaclib.org, short for Vaccination Liberation, vaccinetruth.com, and my business website is humbleweed.net, where I help people with key supplements recover from immune system related ailments, including, you know, cancer, arthritis, you name it. But I sell, you know, what I consider to be essential products. So you can always take a look at humbleweed.net. We also have activist literature at vaccinetruth.com and vaclib.org. We have great flyers, all kinds of cards and fact sheets and all kinds of things, you know. So please support our endeavors. It is an all-volunteer activist organization. Actually, we call ourselves an association. We're associated with many people that are you know, really raising the alarm on the level of mandatory vaccines that are going across the country, with little hope for escaping this onslaught against our fundamental right to own our own body. Anyway, I'm sure everyone's kind of tired of hearing the CV word, you know, the coronavirus. Oh my gosh, you know, it's like, you know, how many people suspected that we would have medical martial law in, you know, the land of the free and the home of the brave? But that's what's going on right now. We're looking at Sweden as having more freedom than this country. I've been very impressed by Republic Broadcasting Network. The website, republicbroadcasting.org, has great headlines. And I guess the one that really concerned me the most was the food shutdown, farmers told to quit farming. And I think that really concerned a lot of our listeners. I would like to see that that's not true, but I'm sure it probably is. I know that restaurants are getting creative and offering food baskets with recipes for their regular clientele, so that they can, you know, for less than the grocery stores, they can pick up a food basket so that they're still supporting their suppliers. And people are working on all kinds of creative ways to get around this, you know, lockdown. Some states, like, you know, Texas, they're going to have church services tomorrow. So many people are going to be gathered. But, you know, if you're living in a Democratic-controlled state, you're not necessarily so lucky. Or you have our state with our, you know, Rhino Governor Brad Little, who shut down our state for and started souping up cases. And there's all kinds of news stories about the tests themselves offering false positives. And much like the TB Tyne test, they're claiming that the test itself can give you an infection, or you will test positive after. If you have a subsequent test, much like a TB Tyne test, they will have something in your blood now circulating where you will then test positive. So you can go test negative, then test positive, and still have zero symptoms and never get sick. So that's going on. And then, you know, the death statistics right now, I mean, there's a Minnesota doctor speaking out on that. And during the break, I'm going to put some links to some things that I thought were really relevant. I did just move. Many of our listeners know I did just move from one county to the other. I know the county I just left that I was actually very involved in for 20 years. Their sheriff made national news, and I know him personally, Darrell Wheeler. He's been, you know, a pretty good sheriff, but he does stand for liberty, and he wrote a letter to Brad Little, and that's posted on the New American, and that got a lot of attention nationwide. He got a lot of blowback, a lot of, you know, just wanting an emergency convening of our legislature to, you know, counter Brad Little's lockdown of the state as being, you know, clearly not necessarily justified at all. So these stay-at-home orders, it's ruining our economy, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, my friend and representative, Heather Scott, has also made national news. So, you know, at least we do have some people speaking up, but they need to be supported, you know, because they get a lot of blowback for just standing up for the truth, like, you know, the radio show host and this network does, and with their excellent articles and excellent reporting. So, I want to just mention that the chat room, Mer Bailey, thank you, Mer Bailey, for hosting our chat room. It's Immunize Wisely, that's Wisely with a Z, chatandgo.com. That's chatandgo.com. So without much further ado, I mean, I could go on and on with the stuff that's going on, but I'm sure at this point, most of the hosts on RBN are diverted with the CV issue that's put our country into medical martial law, so on a level anyway. So I am really excited about our guests, and I do want to give a hats off to Sally L. Cordy. If you did not listen to Vaccine Free America, she had Joel Lord on with the Vaccine Resistance Movement, and he also wrote a book, Do Them No Harm. And his website is dothemnoharm.com. But anyway, he's been very active in Canada, and he has a list that involves people internationally. And, you know, it was a great show, had a lot of information. I'm a little more positive than him, and I believe Sally is too. Sally and I will always give you the news with, like, what you can do to change the channel. We're not going to take this hands down. They are not going to force vaccinations on the entire country, ones that aren't tested. It's just not going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen under a Trump administration. So I will tell you that. It's just not going to happen. But they're going to try. Oh, they definitely will try. So anyhow, without any further ado, she did mention my esteemed guest is Ricardo Biaz, and he's from San Diego, California, and became an activist when SB 277, you know, the famous bill that passed in 2015, was being introduced. And he started a Facebook group called Vaccine Class Action Complaint. And on his Facebook group, he documents all his efforts against forced vaccination, including his submission of civil rights and criminal complaints with the Department of Justice, the Health and Human Services, and Secretary of Health and Human Services, anyway, and President Trump, among other authorities. He started a church, the Natural Law Church of Health and Healing, and you can go to the website, thenaturallawchurch.com. And he did this to help God's children claim and affirm their religious right not to vaccinate or have any other unwanted medical procedure. So we're going to go ahead and talk about a lot of things, because Ricardo is one of the most amazing men I've ever met. He is not just an amazing lover of God and humanity, but he also is a very talented composer and musician. And we will hopefully we'll get Ken to play a couple of his pieces after the bottom of the hour, because I want you to be inspired. And he gives these they're gifted on his website for free. You can, you know, use them as bumper music or use him in, on your shows too. He's certainly, you know, an amazing, generous man, and I'm honored to have him on our show. So welcome to Immunize Wisely, Ricardo.
Thank you very much, Ingrid. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously you've been studying this issue for a while. You didn't just all of a sudden become aware that vaccines are an issue in 2014, right? I mean, what kind of perked your interest is to the dangers of vaccines?
Well, all the different people that we have and all the different groups, not only on vaccines, but many other things, always started without knowing what was true, and then something happens to them that opens a door to reality. And once you open that one door, then you start finding other doors and you open them. Some people, for example, in your case, I think you've been involved in this much longer than me, as many of the people that I know now. You got introduced to it because maybe one of your children got a disease, or you got a disease out of the vaccination. Some people
Let me just correct you. I've been in it all my life. My mother wrote a book called Immunization, The Reality Beyond the Mountain.
Wow, great.
Is the founder of Vaccination Liberation, and my sister is 65, and she's never had a vaccine. I was the only one forcefully vaccinated.
Okay. Right.
So let's clear that up right now. Sorry.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, some other people, it happens that their parents or somebody died from cancer, and then they find out that, in fact, there are cures for cancer that have been hidden, and many other things I won't even get into right now. In my particular case, in 1987, I got introduced by a professor of constitutional law about the legal law system that we have, the court system and all that. So that opened the door for me. The first book that I wrote was called None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and it pretty much framed the whole thing for me. And then I started getting into everything. And then right now I'm in my second marriage, and I have children that are very young. They're 16, 14, and 11, and they were affected by SB 277. In fact, one of my daughters, the middle one, actually is being homeschooled, because when she was supposed to go to seventh grade, I would have had to give her all the vaccines that she was missing. So it's been a while studying all this conspiracy. It is a gigantic conspiracy. I mean, some of us may focus on vaccines, GMOs, chemtrails, cancer cures, whatever you want, but it's all part of this gigantic octopus that we can call either the New World Order or global government that is trying to get full control of the world. So it's a difficult thing, because in our movement, we have a lot of people that do believe in the dangers of vaccines, but don't believe in this other thing. And so we're all different. So even within us, there's always disputes about whether this is true, whether Trump is good or not, whether Q exists or is a psyop, all those different things. So I try to sort through all the information. I'm consistently researching, trying to find the answer to these doubts that we have. And I'm sure I don't have them all correct, but I just keep going on the issue, and I've been making a lot of filings pertaining to vaccines. That has been my main focus. Vaccines, writing to the Department of Justice, to HHS, to Donald Trump, to legislators, the newspapers, everything. So just trying to stop this vaccine train, the mandatory vaccine train.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. You know, I've worked this state really hard, so we have a lot of people from your state literally invading our state. Right. 70% increase since SB 277. I mean, that is an invasion.
Right. Remind me what state you're from?
Idaho.
Idaho. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, Idaho. But we have a pretty strong association called Health Freedom Idaho. Of course, you know, it's had some of its own, you know, growing pains, but many of the Californians are what they learned with SB 277 has been wonderful for our association, because we're learning so much from all the mistakes that happened in California.
Right.
But they're pretty paranoid, you know, about new people coming. You know, they want everyone vetted, and you know, there's not a lot of trust, you know, and I'm trying to change that. I mean, you've got to, at some point, have a sense of trusting everyone until proven otherwise with evidence.
Right, right,
know? Right. And I, yeah, there's been some, you know, issues that have happened that luckily I bonded to a gal who moved here in July from Los Angeles, and she's real level-headed. She's spirit-filled and very, very clear about what needs to happen, and we're working together. So some of these little bumps are going to get smoothed out so they don't happen again, and I'm, you know, sure about it now. I feel really good in my heart that things are going to start moving forward at, you know, and where they need to be, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, this is not about, you know, my state. This is about what's going on in California, because we see people right now, they're all wanting to leave California. They don't see that there's a lot of hope. And, you know, I saw someone being arrested who were surfing, you know, they were surfing, I believe, in California. And the Coast Guard went up and forced him out of the water and arrested him. I mean, he's by himself.
Wow. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's an exaggeration of immense proportions.
Right. Yeah. I mean, while we have stay-at-home orders, it's not – we found out through looking at – I mean, I'm just – you know, this is just something to look at, Ricardo – those stay-at-home orders have to be filed in the county, and they have to be enacted by the counties. None of this
official.
Is filed by the county. So there's no stay-at-home orders in Bonner County, where Sheriff Wheeler is, and where Heather Scott, my representatives, that are making national news. And then in the county I'm in, we have found nothing on file forcing anyone to stay home, so they can't really enforce orders that aren't on the book somewhere.
Excellent. I never thought of that. I'll research that for here in San Diego, because they started with the same thing about the $1,000 citation that they can give you on the street or in a group, or right. not justified based on their guidelines. That's excellent. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, you need to find – yeah, just go to the courthouse. Where is it filed? You know, contact – yeah, I would contact the county commissioners. You know, that's where I'd start. You know, where is this order filed, and when did you pass it? When did you affirm what the governor, you know, ordered? You know, how is the county, you know, government, you know, augmenting that order?
Right, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent idea. I think everybody should do the same thing. It's so hard to think that we're here locked down. Who knows what's going out there? Like, we've seen videos of installations of 5G systems. I've seen photographs from LA. I seen some from here in the area. The other day I was going to Walmart and I saw a lot of San Diego Gas and Electric trucks, the ones with the big reels of electrical cord. I didn't think much about that, because I was thinking trying to look for those telecommunications vans, as I saw in one video, but now it clicked. They need San Diego Gas and Electric in order to connect all those things. So they're working in conjunction. So I already tried to contact them. I have a person that I contacted before, so I'm going to try to see if I can get that info. One guy went through a school, some elementary school somewhere. I don't recall if it was California. Maybe not. But the guy went in his car, happened to see a bunch of trucks on telecommunications related, and he called the school and said, "Hey, do you guys have anything going on?" "Yes, we do." "And what type of thing?" "Well, just the regular stuff, you know." "But exactly?" "Oh, blah blah blah," kind of ignoring the guy, not making too much of an issue. And then the guy asked, "Well, are you guys involved in an installation of 5G systems?" And they hang up on him, and he recorded the whole conversation. Oh, wow. So the person that took the photographs in LA, also in his post, he said that he was told that they were not supposed to say anything, and he was not supposed to take photographs. So this is going up in secret, apparently.
Yes.
So who knows what's happening all around us while they have us all locked down?
Well, this was the whole thing that's happening here too. While the schools are closed, they're installing 5G. So I certainly would, you know, if homeschooling is a possibility, I would certainly be pulling them out and not sending them back. I mean, this is a big experiment for people. They're having to stay home with their children. And I'm sure even if they're going back to work, they could probably figure it out. You know, there's a lot of friends and family that have come together at this time. So we're coming up on a commercial break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my esteemed guest, Ricardo Cadet.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wisely, you know, Ricardo has really been so active and involved. You think, you know, he's doing this more than full time. You know, I've watched him do so amazing things ever since 2015. But I also wanted to mention that you started this church, you know, because that's what we, you know, in your introduction, and I know I've used it. We have it in our exemption pages under religion. You can go to churches that you can join, because a lot of states will say that, you know, you can't get a religious exemption unless you're a member of a church, and that needs to be challenged constitutionally. But in the meantime, you should at least join his church, and he has all that at thenaturallawchurch.com. And but I wanted to highlight that you're a musician too. So after the next commercial break, we're going to get treated to one of my favorite songs that he wrote, and Ken's going to figure out playing it. So I'm happy about that too.
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you here? Ricardo?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, anyway, I wanted you to mention some of the other things going on in California, because once they passed SB 7, people thought everything was lost, and they gravitated to a medical exemption. And then what happened after that?
Right. Well, what happened is they came out with SB 277 in 2015, June, more or less, and it took effect in 2016's January. And it gave an exemption for people that submitted a letter to not have to vaccinate until the next grade span, which would be, for example, when you start school or from sixth grade to seventh grade. And that took away the religious and personal rights not to vaccinate. Now, to make emphasis on that, something that nobody has really ever taken me too serious, I guess, on this, but when you read that law and the prior law, AB 2109, it talks about personal beliefs. It never talks about religious beliefs. They never mention it in the actual text of the regulation, but supposedly they took those two things away. And that was Senator Richard Pan. And that was in 2015. Now what they did last year is that they passed a new law, SB 276, and a related bill, I think it's SB 714. And what they did is they removed, in a sense, medical exemptions. And what they did is that the law says that if a doctor writes more than five medical exemptions, they're going to be investigated. And they started bringing charges against doctors that were issuing the medical exemptions. And there was one video that circulated just before that law passed where they called like 80 different medical establishments, if not 800. I remember it was an 8 and a 0. I don't remember if there was one more. But they call all these medical places, and the person that called said, I have a son, I'm coming from out of state, and he has this condition, encephalitis or something. One of those things that one of the almost unique things that you can claim to get an exemption. And I said, can I go to your facility to get a medical exemption? And everybody said no. They're scared, not to mention the ones that are in this conspiracy, because they're making thousands of dollars. Doctors, if they get your child from 1 to 6 or in that age, to get all the vaccines, they get like a $400 credit. So they came out with this SB 277 bill, and pretty much now there are no exemptions. And one of the things is that if you get a vaccine and you get seriously injured, let's say something that justified encephalitis, whatever it is, you're allowed, your doctor can write you a medical exemption for that vaccine, but only for that vaccine. Mm-hmm. The problem that we have with vaccines is not the virus, whether it's weakened or not the virus itself of that disease that they have in the vaccine. It's all the adjuvants, all the different toxic substances like mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, baby DNA from aborted fetal tissue, all sorts of stuff that are out there. So automatically, if all vaccines have that stuff, If you got sick by the one vaccine, you're probably going to get sick by the other one, and it's going to be cumulative. And now you're talking about homeschooling earlier. Dr. Pan is already talking, and it's been on papers about saying, well, we have to vaccinate people that are homeschooling. So they want no exceptions. And the most important reason for that is, one, is to stop all of us that are bringing the truth about vaccines, but also so they can eliminate the unvaccinated population. Why? Because if you do a comparison of vaccinated against vaccinated, the unvaccinated are completely healthy. So if everybody's vaccinated, then they say they can't make that test. That came out when Aaron Seary did that deposition of Plotkin, Dr. Stanley Plotkin, the king of vaccines. Everything came out, and the guy accepted all these different things that they were doing, and he accepted that there is a database where that information can get. And he said, yeah, it would make sense to make that comparison. But when Bobby was going to start his commission, Bobby Kennedy, at the beginning of the Trump administration.
Hold on. We're having another commercial break.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll do one of your songs after you finish that thought.
Okay.
After the break. Okay.
Sounds good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Okay, Ricardo, just before the break, you were finishing a thought on Bobby Kennedy. And, you know, here we have this stuff going on in California, and it's pure medical experimentation. I mean, they've never even done the study, as Bobby pointed out.
Right, right. Well, when Trump first came into, and of course, when Trump was in his, as a private person, he made statements about vaccines causing autism. And then when he was in the debates, he mentioned the same thing. And when he became president, one of the first things that he did is that he was going to start a commission, or had the idea of starting a commission to investigate the safety of vaccines. And he was going to put Bobby in charge. So he invited Bobby to come over. He came over. As soon as Bobby came down, and Trump told him, yeah, okay, we believe you. We understand where you're coming from. Go ahead and announce it if you want to. And Bobby announced it at Trump Tower when he was coming out. And there was an immediate attack, immediate everywhere against Bobby and Trump. Trump simply as an ignorant guy that knows nothing about science. But Bobby was a personal attack because of all his prior activism concerning vaccines. So that commission, unfortunately, never happened completely. I understand personally, I understand why that made sense. It could have derailed the whole plan. if they're making fun of Trump for saying that chloroquine might work, imagine if he says all vaccines cause autism and I'm going to stop even making mandatory. They would have destroyed his plans and his presidency. But one
actually,
of the things,
it was I think it was actually waylaid because Bill Gates immediately went and threatened Trump.
I never heard about being threatened, and I don't know. I don't think anybody can threaten Trump.
I know there was a meeting that happened right afterwards with Bill Gates, and that it was at that point that the whole thing got scuttled.
That's true. That Gates did go down there. He has a video where he talks about it. He even makes fun of Trump, saying that he didn't know the difference between HIV and HPV, making him look like a fool. But that doesn't mean that it was because of him that he stopped it. It could have been because him and his team may have said the vaccine issue is not the important thing. This tentacle of vaccines is not as important as killing the octopus. But in any event, one of the things that he did is that he did make an arrange for a meeting between Bobby Kennedy, Dell Bigtree and their team, whomever that may be, to meet with the health officials, the top ones. And we're talking about the NIH representatives, Fauci was there, people from HHS and all that, and Bobby and Dell came in with a document. He has it on their website. I have it on my Vaccine Truth tab also, where they laid out all the information. They went back and forth, and at some point in time, one of them said, or Bobby or Dell, one of them said, all right, so if you're saying that vaccines are safe, all right, let's do the study. Vaccine against unvaccinated. You have the database, the data safety link, I think it's called. You have it. You can do it. And at the end, they said, we are not going to do that study. Fauci was there at that meeting, and the person that said that was Francis Collins. Francis Collins, Bobby confirmed that, was the person that said, we're never going to do that test. And they wanted to videotape the meeting, and they refused to have it videotaped. As I was telling Bobby, one of the good things is that at least he has Dell and other people that are witnesses to that. So if we bring a lawsuit or they bring a lawsuit, definitely that's going to be one of the witnesses, because that shows the bad faith. And just like you said, no vaccine has been studied to compare vaccines with actual placebos. True inert placebos. They test them with other vaccines. So I'm going to give you vaccine A for this group, and for the second group, we're going to give them the same vaccine, vaccine A plus vaccine B, C, and D, and let's see if there's a difference. And if in both groups they're all dying, they say, well, it can't be the vaccine because both of them are dying. If you go to my website, thenaturallawchurch.com, to the vaccine facts, I created a flow chart that proves completely this fraud. The only time they made a test where it was almost completely a true placebo was with the HPV vaccine. In one of the several studies that they made, they actually had people that did not have anything but the placebo. And the result was people with the vaccine had injuries. People with the placebos only had zero injuries. So what do they do? In the vaccine insert, they actually have a list of the minor injuries that you have from vaccine, like a pain in the arm, swelling, whatever it is. And they have three groups: the people with the vaccine, the people that got the a placebo vaccine that had aluminum, which is highly toxic, and then one that was just the placebo. But when it goes down to the serious illnesses that resulted from their serious conditions, what they did is they took the group that received not the vaccine, but a placebo that had all the ingredients in the vaccine, or at least the aluminum, and then they took the ones that had no injuries, and they mixed those two groups together. So when you see both studies, it appears, and you can see it clearly on the data, on the insert, it's HPV insert, it clearly shows that the injuries are the same. I took that table and I broke it down based on that study. I have it also on my website, table 10 of the HPV vaccines, and there it clearly shows you the people that had the vaccine had these injuries. The people that had the aluminum have almost the same injuries, and the people that had nothing, zero injuries. Not only perfect proof that vaccines cause injury, perfect proof of a fraud, a medical fraud brought against the whole world by big Vax Pharma.
That's true. Yeah, this is, you know, I guess when I said about Bill Gates, you know, because the timing was impeccable. I mean, as soon as Bobby Kennedy was announced, and all of a sudden Bill Gates, and what he was quoted as saying, according to Merv Bailey, and I remember this, it's accurate, he says that this exploring vaccine safety is basically a dead end. You don't want to do that. So he said that, but, you know, there are implications. I mean, he did meet with him privately, and most people realize that there was some kind of threat involved because, you know, Trump is a man of his word, and the safety commission was always part of what was going to happen, and he is friends with the Kennedy family.
Right.
At least he was good friends in his younger days with John F. Kennedy Jr.
Right, but, very good friends, apparently.
Right. So I'm just saying, you know, we can speculate as what happened that meeting, but it was the timing of that. So I just wanted to clarify that. So we, you know, you're an amazing musician. I really want to treat our listeners to a couple of your songs. Is it okay if we play The Common Law now? Because I love the lyrics. And I'm going to put that in the chat room, a link to that, because I think it's just really great. And I know that we're going to – Ken, is that okay if you play that? I just want to treat them to – okay, go ahead.
From. Everything you see is really happening. Read the news, piece together everything, and you'll see. Common sense is telling you that all their words are lies. They make it sound like it's really good for us. But simply read the document. They got us by the balls. And nothing you can say will change anything unless you stand up for your rights. Forget the Constitution. The common law is the way to fight. We have been conditioned to believe that government can regulate our behavior. But do you remember free will? That is reflected in the common law, the right to proceed as you wish, so long as your actions don't harm others. So find out what it is, go get in your filings in court. Government can only regulate that which it creates, like corporations. Don't be deceived. Let's win our freedom back. Oh, and I wrote this song on the 4th of July. Centuries, and your natural rights the Magna Carta comes to mind.
It's a great song. Thank you, Ricardo. Are you there? Huh?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Sorry about that. I had myself in mute. Let me just say something about the music. When I started my website and all that, I started with this musical project, and I called it Café Peyote. There's a reason for that. If you go to my webpage under the home page, it'll explain how that name came about. But I've always been a musician. I've written songs, but I never did anything formally. And then in 2005, 2004, 2003, whenever it was, I decided to start doing something. And I've never played with a band. I just composed the music, played guitar and sing, and just rhythm guitar. I don't play any lead. So I got a producer from Tijuana, Mexico. His name is Luis Elorza. This guy, in all the songs that I have, he plays all the instruments, all of them, with the exception of the drums and some percussions that his brother plays. Not only that, this guy is blind.
Oh, wow.
He's blind. I'm talking with him in the studio. The guy has a headset on. One ear is open. The guy is talking to me, listening to me. I can hear his computer going with all the instructions, every button he's pressing. And with the other hand, he's practicing the piano. I mean, this guy is incredible. So I want to thank Luis Elorza and Paco Elorza for what they did. Because what I did with my music, like a friend of mine, when I gave her all the samples of just moving my guitar down in the garage, the person said later, her daughter said, she said that all your songs sound the same, which is true when you hear them like that. But what I did is just like a coloring book. I just made the outline. Luis and Paco filled in all the colors. So I want to give them special thanks for everything that they contributed to the Café Peyote project.
Right. I actually think each song is quite different.
They are and completely different.
Yeah, there's different instrumentation. I don't think they sound alike at all.
No. Right. No, what I'm talking about is when I had the CD just with me and my guitar, because I have 40, 50 songs. And when you hear them, it's just the guitar and just my voice, so it sounds very familiar. You know, you can tell some differences, but to them, not knowing, right? But once the instrumentation, none of them look alike. Luis took each one of them individually, no particular style, and then just put his heart out in it.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah.
Because I think I've ran into you. It's been, two, 3 years at least, maybe three or four. I don't know. It's been a while. And I remember listening to your music initially, and it was not all this instrumentation. It was just you and your guitar.
Right.
So that makes sense. Well, we only have a couple minutes before another commercial break. So, I really think it's important. That's why I wanted to play the common law. People need to understand that their rights are so, so important to defend. This is why you do what you do. This is what I do, what I do. I mean, I am not taking this mask wearing, sitting down. I will never wear a mask. I absolutely refuse to. I don't care what happens. I'm not doing it. I'm teaching people that, it's a myth that we are infecting each other. That just doesn't happen. There's biological weaponry. There's 5G. There's all kinds of equal poisoning. But whatever you have, you can't infect me. I haven't been sick in 3 years, knock on wood, but I do some things. I do periodic cleanses, and I'm due for another one, periodic fasting is important to me, to keep the toxins at bay and, get them eliminated out of your system. But, once you understand how the body works, and I know Ricardo's there too, we're not going to be social distancing, because one of the things that boosts your immune system is human touch and feeling connected with other human beings.
Right, right. Well, let me make just one comment, because there's something that I do disagree a little bit with you here, and I've also maybe mentioned it or disagree when I see in that private group that you and I are a member of, and that is that I do believe that viruses, you can get them. By my experience, the most clear experience is that once I went to a family meeting, I always get there early. It was about 4 o'clock when my brother-in-law's brother came in. Great guy, love the guy, big hug, big handshake. And then when I looked at him to say, how you doing, the guy was waiting. And I said, what's going on? Well, I'm coming down with something. Okay, so I said, I'm going to try to keep my distance. Later at about 7, he was making a joke and hugged me. By 11 o'clock at night, I had the fever and the throat and everything else. And I've had similar experiences. But all viruses can be killed, definitely. It's all depending on the body, the immune system, your terrain inside that makes a difference.
This is true. This is true. But yeah, we need to understand what is a virus. I guess that's the big thing. But we haven't
right.
So we're
yeah,
being cut off.
That's right.
Words, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Immunize Wisely. And Ricardo and I were just talking about, I mean, it's a concept I think that's difficult for some of our listeners and not others as a whole. Is it a bacteria? Is it a virus? Is, you know, and, you know, yes, some people seem to be more vulnerable. You know, certainly the elderly are more vulnerable. They just got their flu shot. So there's going to be all different levels of vulnerability to getting sick from some being around sick people.
Right. But
there's certainly a lot of nurses out there that are doing all these things to boost their immunity and detoxing and taking lots of vitamin C and zinc and, you know, MMS and even MSM, you know,
right.
You know, et cetera. So, you know, yeah. I know nurses that are fanatical about boosting their immunity so that they don't get sick.
Right. I would agree. If you have a perfect body, that's what Pasteur supposedly said we was going to die. It's not the microbe. Is the terrain, meaning the inside the terrain of your body. That is good immune system, a neutral pH body, maybe getting it higher in pH when you're treating something to cure somebody, that sort of stuff. And just to clarify, when I said about my experiences, I said that I caught that from him. Whether it was a virus, whether it was a microbe of any other sort, that I don't know. But I did get that. But I understand where you're coming from. And I respect everybody's ideas.
At this point, I just want to tell you, Ricardo, we are about personal empowerment and taking responsibility on all levels of our life and not being victims.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, yeah, you can blame it on being, but that was meant to be because you need on some level, your soul said you need to take a chill and detox your body because we have more work your angels are assigning for you to do, and you need to be in better shape, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, serious. I mean, think about it, you know? I know for myself, I'm always looking for these signs and asking, well, why did this happen to me? And I always get the answer. Whenever I ask Holy Spirit, I get a real clear answer. And, you know, I even had a forgiveness issue this last summer. And I actually had a boil on my back. You know what a boil means? A boil is like, you know, suppressed anger. And, you know, that boil disappeared when I asked the Holy Spirit, and I got really clear on how I created the whole episode by not paying attention.
Right.
And it literally overnight, it disappeared.
I believe it. I believe that in prayer and positive motivation and metaphysical conjuring of your conscience to clean yourself. Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, we're spiritual beings first. You know, our minds and emotions, you know, lead us to, you know, going into a disease state. You know, even Edgar Cayce said the mind is the builder and the physical is the result. So
right.
We ought to, you know, pay attention to how we're manifesting in our physical body from our mental, emotional, and spiritual state. So I just want to be clear on that, where we're coming from. A lot of our PN listeners are right with me on that.
Okay.
They've been studying for a long time. That's it. I just want to, you know, because I know you're on the same page. I just wanted to clear that up. So
thanks.
Sure.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.